statement, and then I'll open it up for questions. So go ahead, Tori.
You know, I thought John came out and executed a really good game plan in the first inning, and then just made some mistakes and fell behind some hitters, created a little bit of traffic, and gave up some home runs that obviously made a big difference in this game. They scored all of the runs off. Well, I think all the runs were off the home runs today, but thought it was that big 3-run home run on the changeup that was just up out over the plate that was probably one of his main mistakes. But the traffic that was out there, I thought was something that we need to improve upon. I know that John probably feels the same way, but the bullpen came in and I thought did a decent enough job to keep us in a ball game, give us a chance to play catch up. Really today, the name of the game for me was our offensive approach in normal clean situations was fantastic. We were on base and, doing a really nice job of creating that traffic. Ahmed with four hits, Marte with four hits, Escobar with a couple hits. And I thought our guys did a really nice job. Carson with a big home run that got us right back in the baseball game. But to me, the name of the game is putting points on the board. And, we got to identify those crucial situations, those critical situations from an offensive standpoint, stand tall in the box, get our job done, and find a way to drive in some big runs.
Okay, I'll now open up for questions. Please raise your hand and I will call on you. We'll begin with Steve Gilbert. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Tori. With Duke now, is he a guy you want to get a little bit of an extended look at in the rotation here going forward? Is he just going to be his opportunity to stick for right now?
A very fair question. It's just right now, it's not something I'm ready to answer. Once again, our guys are constantly being evaluated, and we have some starting pitching opportunities, and we want to make sure that we are going out there and getting the job done and evaluating it properly. So we'll sit down as a staff and we'll continue to talk about it and come up with the best solution moving forward.
Nick Picaro.
Tori, I don't think you guys have won a game on the road since that Bumgarner no-hitter. Can you just kind of reflect on where it seemed like you guys were at that time to just kind of where you are now and just how kind of hard it is to wrap your mind around what's happened in that time?
I feel like I can go on for an hour and talk to you about what's happened between that game and in Atlanta. To today's game, but to just summarize as quickly as possible, good teams go on the road when baseball games are supposed to win, and they don't let the surroundings bother them. And to get to where we want to get to, we can't stagger on the road, and we gotta play our type of baseball. That's what I want to focus on. That's what I want our guys to do, no matter what setting they're in, to go out and be themselves, be the best version of themselves, and go out and execute. To me, that's really the bottom line. Look, we all know we've walked through since that time, but we're a good baseball team and we got to go out there and earn things. We got to find a way to make this thing get better.
Jack Summers.
That at bat with Brett Anderson, he had him 0-2, Duke had Anderson 0-2, and then, four straight balls and three fastballs just sprayed. I mean, like, not even really that close to the zone. How does that happen? And it doesn't seem like it's only been like a young pitcher having that issue with, like, getting ahead and walking the pitcher. What's your thought process there and how you address that with the pitcher?
My thought process is, like, let's go. We got to be better. I will address that internally. That's what we do here. So I don't want to make that public as to what we do here, but we will address that. And I agree with you. The 3-run home run became a 3-run home run because we did walk that pitcher and we got to be better.
Do you have any other questions for Tori? If not, John Duplantier will be up next, followed by Nick Ahmed.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
The recording has
Steve
stopped.
Gilbert, go ahead.
Hey, John, just your evaluation of your outing tonight.
I need to be better.
you know, my job is to keep us in the game and go as long as I can, stay in the bullpen. And I didn't do that tonight. Again, there were instances of where I was doing well, and my rhythm was well, good, and I was making pitches and I was getting ahead of hitters, and then there were bouts where that wasn't the case. So I would say inconsistent is the word I would use.
Steve with the Associated Press.
Yelich, Homer, I believe it was a first pitch change up there. Was a mistake on your part? Did he hit a good pitch, or just what was your vantage point there on that play?
You know, he's a good hitter, one, but definitely a mistake. It was elevated. It was that pitch was center cut. So definitely a bad pitch on my part.
They mentioned on the broadcast. Just that they were there. I think it was Gonzo was wondering if that was the right pitch selection with the way that he thought Yelich looked in the first at bat on heaters. Do you kind of sound like you feel like if you just executed the pitch, it'd have been different, or do you also question the selection?
No, I don't question selection. In the moment, you know, I talking with Hergy and talking with Carson before the game, I feel like we had a really good plan. And, you know, the conversations I've had with Carson and Voter since I've been with them have always left me with a ton of faith in the game plan that we come up with. So in the moment, you know, we went with changeup. I'll stick with it. Yeah, I think if I execute the pitch, we have different results. I'm not going to walk back on that changeup.
Nick, do you have another question?
I guess the other play that, or sequence in that inning that stands out is the at bat against Brad Anderson. What kind of happened there? It seemed like you just kind of lost the zone.
I mean, got ahead and ended up walking the pitcher. You know, that's not fun. That stinks every single time. Never want to do that. That's frustrating. On my end, for sure, that I don't think there's many things that make me more mad than walking hitters in general, let alone a pitcher. So just need to maintain focus, you know, and just keep throwing strikes.
Zach Buchanan.
John, you mentioned how you have these stretches where everything's kind of clicking, you got a good rhythm, you're getting outs one after the other. Can you pinpoint what changes between those stretches and when things aren't going well, anything that you can work on between starts, that kind of thing?
Yeah. The overall sense is just a feeling of, it's not even a feeling, it's just getting ahead of guys, you know, and attacking hitters and when I get ahead of guys, except for the dang pitcher, you know, but when I get ahead of guys, usually I'm getting outs, you know, and the mentality is still attack, attack, attack. When I start to get behind guys, it's almost like I think, oh, hey, we're cruising, and just lose a little focus, you know, here and there. And my direction gets off and I start getting rotation on because it's been a while, it's been taking me too long to address it and kind of zone back in on what makes me good or what allows me to be good, and that's direction and timing.
Do we have any other questions for John? At this moment, John would like to say a few words, so I'm going to let him address everybody.
Yeah. Before I head out, guys, I wanted to personally address the comments made by Bob Brindley on air the other night in regards to Marcus Stroman and the do-rag. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed by the comment. You know, I'm very proud to wear this A on my chest. and for somebody who is a coworker in any capacity to make comments like that that are racially insensitive and culturally insensitive is disappointing to me. And the reason it's disappointing is because, and stick with me here, because from my viewpoint, growing up where I did in the suburbs, playing baseball as a Black man in America, as a Black kid in America, there has been a lot of pressure for me to show up authentically as myself while walking the tightrope of remaining acceptable and appealing to society and people who may be making important decisions regarding my future. There's been a lot of progress in that regards. Personally, I feel like I'm grown now. And if there's something that in my heart, I feel like I want to do and be myself, and this is who I'm going to be, then I'm going to do it. Marcus Stroman has been the epitome of showing up authentically as himself. And he's been a role model, not only for me and a bunch of other players in this league, but for a bunch of young men across the country who battle and will continue to battle with the same battles that I have growing up and shoot to this day. The most disappointing part is that though there has been a ton of progress and work done so that I, Marcus, and other guys that look like me can show up as authentically as ourselves and be ourselves on a big stage, comments like the one that was made, they put us back. You know, they put that progress back and the youth, the future ball players that are coming up, that are watching Diamondbacks games, that are watching Mets games, that are watching MLB games in general, by hearing that comment, potentially look at baseball and think that they can't be themselves. And that hurts. That hurts me. That hurts me I want to be a dad someday. And so knowing that the work that is continuing to be done is so that my kids, my sons, my daughters will grow up knowing that they can be authentically themselves. It hurts when comments are made that potentially hurt that. And so I wanted to address it. I just wanted to address it, you know. Again, I'm very proud of where this Diamondback A and know that the organization I know that the organization's hearts are in the right places. So thank y'all.
John, how do you feel about, I know Bob has said he's going to go to sensitivity training. How do you feel about that as kind of how he's responding to it, in addition to apologizing to Marcus like he did?
Yeah, I think that's a great step. You know, the work is never done. The work is never done. And so I think going to the training and getting education is very important and it's a good step. You know, also I forgot to mention, this isn't strictly a one-sided issue. There are comments coming from everybody, every culture, every race, every ethnicity, whatever, however you want to word it, that affect other people. And so just as a person, as people, we all need to be continue to be cognizant of what we are saying and how it could potentially affect others, you know, because I recognize that the way I viewed the comment is very different than how a lot of people view the comment. And that's strictly just based on past experiences, life experiences. you know, so continuing to listen to one another with an open ear, an open heart, is very important. And so I appreciate Bob his willingness to go to the training, and I hope that we see some changes, you know? Yeah.
Is there anything else for John?
Thank you, John.
Your openness and everybody. We will bring Nick Ahmed in next. So thank you.
Cool. Thanks, John.
We'll start with Zach Buchanan.
Nick, I know this didn't really affect you personally today as you had four hits, but what do you make of just, you know, you guys having so many base runners today and kind of leaving so many guys out there as a team?
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, I don't know how many hits we had. It was definitely, I think, double digits and a few walks. And you see that many guys get on base and you kick yourself a little bit for not cashing in. You know, I don't think, you know, we did anything that would have, you know, caused me to say, yeah, we should have done this or that differently. But, you know, it just happens like that sometimes. I think guys' approaches were good. Guys weren't, you know, it didn't look like they're getting too big or trying to do too much in those spots. And, you know, we just didn't get it done, you know.
Nick Okoro.
Nick, what do you make of the road struggles? You guys haven't won on the road since Bum threw that no hitters and Gallon that day.
That's a long time ago, huh? I mean, we haven't won much at home lately either, so I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
Steve Gilbert.
Nick, I guess just this whole stretch. In general, it just seems it's kind of hard to imagine, given you guys are 14-12 coming out of April and really battled through some tough injuries. I mean, just your thoughts on that. I mean, can you put your mind or get your mind around that?
Yeah, it sucks. It's frustrating. It's the worst stretch of losing I've ever been a part of in my whole life. That's all I got.
Jack Summers.
Just for a positive note, I mean, for you personally, I know that, you know, winning is everything, but at the same time, your hitting has really come around and looks like, you know, your defense is as good as ever. How's the knee feeling and how do you feel about the adjustments you were able to make at the plate to, you know, have this good stretch of offense the last few weeks?
Yeah, body feels pretty good. Thank you. Knee's been a lot better since we got to May. Just feel like it turned a corner there. Still have to do a lot of maintenance stuff just to take care of that and the rest of my body. On the side of the hitting, you know, I hate to start slow. I hate to, you know, feel like I'm letting my team down in the beginning of the season, you know, especially when there was opportunities to, you know, help us win games. But, you know, I never panicked. I knew I was going to come out of it. I knew I'm too good of a hitter to stay like that for too long, and you just try to put in the time and the work and the cage and the video room and figure it out. And, you know, thankful I have a lot of good resources here to lean on and help me with that. And, you know, I just feel like I'm just getting started here. So I like where I'm at and I like where I'm headed.
Anything else for Nick? If not, thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
I'll see everyone tomorrow.